Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the ninth chapter, the last chapter of Masechta Sota. Today we'll be doing the sixth and seventh Mishnayos. Mishnah Vav says, Zikne oso ha'ir, rochatzim es yedehem b'mayim, b'makom arifa shel egla. The elders of that city wash their hands in the place where that calf had its neck broken. The Omrim, and they say, Yadenu lo shavchu es hadam hazeh. Our hands did not spill the blood of this victim, ve'einenu lo ra'u, and we didn't see him. V'chiel datenu also, shezikne beisdin shafchei damim heim? Would it even occur to people that the elders of a city, that the judges from the local court, are murderers? Ela shelo boyu leyadenu uftarnuhu, v'lo reinuhu v'hinachnuhu. Rather, it means that they're saying that it's not like he came to us and we just sent him away. It's not like we saw him and we left him alone. So they're saying that their lack of hospitality as a city, as the people responsible for the conduct of the city, did not lead to this person's death. V'ha-kohanim omrim, kaper l'amcha Yisrael, asher p'disa Hashem, v'yal titein dam naki b'kerav amcha Yisrael. So after the elders of the city, after the judges say this text, the Kohanim respond by saying, Atone for your nation Israel, whom you redeemed, Hashem, and do not let innocent blood be among your people Israel. Lo hayu tzrichim lomar v'nikaper lahem hadam. They don't say the next part of the pasuk, that the blood will atone for you. Ela ruach hakodesh mivasrasan, emasai shetasu kacha hadam miskaper lahem. Rather, that part of the pasuk is just the Torah telling us that when this ceremony is carried out, they will be atoned for the blood. Let us look in the Bartnuro, a couple of quick points there. Lo bali yadenu uftarnuhu. He did not come to our hands only to have us send him away. Below mazonos, without giving him food. So it's not like there was a poor, hungry traveler who came to our city and we just left him to fend for himself. Vlori nuhu vihinach nuhu. And we didn't see him and leave him alone. Below levaya, without an escort. So again, we took care of his needs. We didn't just let him wander around into the dangerous part of town or something. We saw that he got out of town safely. Mishnah Zayin. Nimsa ha-horeg ad shelo ne'erfo ha-egla. If the murderer was found before the calf had its neck broken, teitze v'tira be'eder, then the calf is let out to graze in the fields. Mishin ne'erfo ha-egla. But if the murderer is found after the calf has its neck broken, tikaver b'makoma, then the calf has to be buried in its place. Shal safek bas mitchilasa, kipra sveka v'halchala. Because the calf was brought to resolve a situation of doubt, and it atoned for this doubt and did its job. Nerfa ha'egla v'acharchach nimsa ha'horeg. So if the calf has its neck broken and afterwards the murderer is found, harize yehareg. The murderer is still subject to the death penalty, still has to pay for his crime. The fact that the Egla Arufa ceremony was carried out does not exempt him from punishment. And again, just a quick Bartnuro or two. Teitze v'tira be'eder. If the murderer is found before the calf has its neck broken, it goes to graze in the field. Kishar chulin, like any other unsanctified animal. Kipra sveka. The calf was brought to atone for a situation of doubt. He asasa eshala, and it did what it was supposed to do. V'yachar kach nimsa ha-horeg, harize yahareg, and if after the calf has its neck broken, the murderer is found, he is executed. Dichsiv besof parshas egla rufa, because it says later on in that section, V'yata tivar hadam hanaki mekirbecha, you shall remove the spillers of innocent blood from your midst. So we see that even though this ceremony atones for the people in this doubtful situation, it does not atone for the murderer once he is identified. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue with Mishnah Ches and Tes.